Whether another rat is jumping ship has yet to be determined. Mattis, one of the few adults in the room, is rumored to be leaving, voluntarily or otherwise, before the midterm elections. Almost every big name on the list of those considered most qualified for the position they're in has either already left or about to. Pruitt was an exception, as forces greater than him or Trump forced his hand. But others who are completely incompetent for the position and favored by Trump, or at least ignored, have stayed. DeVos and Carson come to mind. The problem with Mattis is that the position of Secretary of Defense is high profile, with a commander-in-chief whose instability to the point of lashing out militarily against perceived foes for the slightest insult is a real possibility. General Mattis has apparently expressed concern that he fears the military would be used for political purposes. That in itself is a joke, as war has long been waged for purely economic reasons and often with bipartisan support. The Democrats and other critics of the president fear Trump's impetuousness and inability to comprehend geopolitics, but are not enough so that they approved Mattis's and Trump's military budget of nearly $800 billion, $80 billion more than they even asked for. The Democrats, as well as the Republicans, all serve the interests of Wall Street before anything else. What Mattis's concern is not the political interference of war making, but that it is ordered by a child president, and he would have to either obey or refuse direct orders, something he isn't trained to do. It would be a lot more comfortable for him to be on the outside earning big bucks for the weapons contractors than serving as a civil servant engaged in a losing endeavor such as the next cataclysmic war.